There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Schneider, the trucking industry leader since 1935, already has more miles, more home time options, and better equipment for drivers. And now, we're boosting driver pay in our van division. Increases of up to 3 cents per mile are now in effect for team and solo drivers of all experience levels, in addition to great benefits and bonus opportunities. See what Schneider can do for you and apply to get your pay raise at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. Your love for them may rival the love you have for your uncle or even a cheeseburger.
Yeah!
CBS Chicago understands and shares that love. So stroll down the internet to CBSChicago.com and click on the sports tab. You'll go straight to Sports Nirvana. There's in-depth analysis and opinions from local writers, reporters, and radio personalities that know your team's the best. So come on down. It's way better than working. CBSChicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local. Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. The Bulls open the second round tonight in Cleveland. The Cavs won't have Kevin Love for the rest of the playoffs. J.R. Smith is out for the first 2 games under suspension. It's a 6 p.m. tip at Quicken Loans Arena. Western Conference this evening, Game 1, Clippers at the Rockets. The Blackhawks are up 2-0 on the Wild. Game 3 is tomorrow in Minnesota. The Cubs have lost 3 of 4. They open a series tonight in St. Louis. Travis Wood opposes Carlos Martinez. Cardinals have a 4.5-game lead in the NL Central. The White Sox are off today. They host Detroit tomorrow at U.S. Cellular. The Sox have lost 5 in a row, including a 4-game sweep in Minnesota.
You sit there and you scratch your head looking at it because you go through spring training, do everything that we do for a month and a half, and then it looks like this. So, again, we got to get these guys all healthy and headed in the right direction.
That's Sox skipper Robin Ventura. They are 8-14 right now. They trail the Tigers by 7 games in the division. The Bears assigned to 15 undrafted free agents. Rookie minicamp starts on Friday. Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow, 6:35, when the Sox take on the Tigers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein.
Size does matter.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Plenty going on, 403.
Yeah, I'm glad the Bulls minutes thing. You know, it's one thing if you're
so glad they're playing at 6 o'clock.
Yep. If you're up 30 or down 30, you still don't want Joakim Noah out there. There's obviously still risk of traumatic injury, but
yeah,
I'm just glad that forget that. That now you want to play Jimmy, you want to run him. This is the time to do it. This is why you want the minutes restrictions. And so right now you could not worry about it. And Tom has all his guys ready to go and just play it all through. So it is the best chance they've had. But I think.
Yes.
I still think Cavs in 7. Because I think the Bulls too often play like a team that doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, their bad moments scare you more than any Bulls team I can think of of recent vintage. Their bad moments scare you.
Well, they're more than moments.
Yeah, well, but I mean, they're, well, I guess moments the wrong word, but just more of it than I'd seen, particularly defensively, although they say they're still a good defensive team, okay. But I just see too many teams get what they want. I mean, it doesn't mean they're always going to make it, but I see them get what they want, and I don't expect them to do much about Kyrie Irving. That does not, however, mean they can't beat them.
Right.
I mean, I just think teams get the shot they want against them.
And what I don't know is what Mike Miller and Sean Marion
have. I have no idea what they have left. I don't even, the only time I ever saw Mike Miller was sitting over there looking around. I mean, I don't think I turned the Cab game on where we played. I mean, he might have played. I just missed the part where I was watching him. So, yeah, that's pretty much, I don't know what to expect. We know he can still probably shoot, which he did for Miami occasionally and helped them more than most, actually, on that Miami bench. But yeah, the Bulls' bad points are just so bad.
And the 847 disagrees with the premise. Says, how could this be the Bulls' best chance to beat LeBron James when Rose and Noah aren't good at basketball anymore? Irving is way better than Rose. LeBron is LeBron. Yeah, the issue is if Rose decides he's going to put the ball on the floor and go hard to the basket every single time, you got a chance in this. And if he doesn't, you don't. If he just wants to shoot contested jumpers all day,
this makes it a little tougher, doesn't it?
It makes it more difficult.
Well, he'll have a game or two where he'll hit a big percentage of them, but then the problem is the other time he just won't hit any, and will that stop him from shooting? No.
You know that they'll
does
have
not.
Right, he'll at least one game where he's hot, but you need to win 4.
You need to win 4.
And
figuring
usually,
out the way to win, equating, I'm putting this all together. I'm summing this up. I'm adding this and I'm adding that, and how to win 4 from LeBron.
And that's usually the rule in the NBA playoffs. You say, okay, the team with the best player usually wins 4 before the other team does. The team with the best player in the series. And it is possible, maybe it's frankly objectively true, they have the 2 best players in the series.
Yes, I believe that to be yes.
If right now, if you're choosing teams right now, the rosters of the Cavs and the Bulls.
First two
are
draft
there,
picks.
Right, and you're playing a street game.
Yep, first two.
James Both and Irving guys. In some order, probably James and then Irving are the first two guys picked, right?
Yep.
So that's what I try to keep it simple. When I try to think, how should we, and like Casey said, you go through this versus this, and this matchup versus this, and this lineup and this lineup. They've got the 2 best players in the series.
They do.
How often does that team lose in an NBA playoff series? Very rarely, right?
Yeah, I would sure think so. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do the math on it that quickly to think of some of them, but yeah, you would think that would give them a great chance. I just, the thing is, it's a unique thing because I don't know that the rest of them are there that good. They're better than when they started the season. There's no question.
All of that. We've seen top heavy teams before.
Yeah.
But how often does a team with the 2 best players of both rosters combined end up losing that series? I just think that off the top of my head, you'd be hard pressed to find that. You might want to go back to the Pistons team we always reference that tends to be an exception. That makes you realize what is so rarely an exception.
Yeah, but they had 4 guys who were like, top 6 or so. At the least, the best 5 to 6 players in the league in that their position. You know, they had a phenomenal bunch of them.
Not in basketball. Maybe it happens in other sports all the time.
I know. I just. What scares me more than and even the 1-2, even the picking the 1-2, your draft 1-2, yes, they're Cavs. Yes, they are. And no, nobody's going to change your mind on that. Yes, they are Cavs. But what still changes my mind a little bit is that the rest of the Cavs, while good and have improved. Definitely the moves they've made have improved that team. They've given them something they didn't have when this season started. There's no question. But I think the Bulls might be better, way better, at those three other positions.
Here's Rob on the South Side. He's on the Score. Rob.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I think the biggest problem with your theory, Dan, is that the first two aren't better by that much. I mean, you're talking about a former MVP and a current All-Star.
Yeah, but it's a former MVP after major injuries.
He would still be considered, they're going to game plan for him. Whether or not we want to acknowledge that, they are. They're going to say, okay, this is one of the people we have to stop.
Right, there's a huge drop-off, between Irving and James and Derrick Rose.
Well, let's just say that even if that is the case, and I'm not going to go back and forth about that, it's really the next four guys that's the problem with your theory. Because the next four, between Paul Gasol and Jimmy Butler and everybody else that comes in your pickup game, those are the next four guys picked all on the board. So I guess it evens out a bit, doesn't it?
That's what I think.